Amos chapter 3. People of Israel, listen to this word that the Lord has spoken concerning you, concerning the entire family of clans that I brought up from the land of Egypt. You alone have I chosen from all the clans of the earth. Therefore, I will inflict punishment on you for all your guilt. Can two people walk together without agreeing to do so? Does a lion roar in the forest if it does not have prey? Does a young lion growl from its den if it has not caught anything? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground if there is no bait? Does a trap spring up from the ground when nothing has tripped it? If a ram's horn is sounded in a city, the people become alarmed, don't they? If a disaster takes place in a city, is it not the Lord who has done it? Certainly the Lord God does not do anything without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who can avoid being terrified? The Lord God has spoken. Who can hold back from prophesying? Make this known to the citadels in Ashdod and to the citadels in the land of Egypt. Tell them, gather yourselves together on the mountains of Samaria. See the great confusion there and the oppression in her midst. They do not know how to do what is right, declares the Lord. They are storing up violence and destruction in their citadels. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. An enemy is all over the land. He will strip your strength from you, and your citadels will be plundered. This is what the Lord says. Just as a shepherd rescues two legs or a tip of an ear from the mouth of a lion, so the Israelites who live in Samaria will be rescued with only a corner of a bed or a piece of cloth from a couch. Listen and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God, the God of armies. Indeed, on the day when I punish the rebellious deeds of Israel, I will punish the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off, and they will fall to the ground. I will strike the winter house along with the summer house. The houses decorated with ivory will be destroyed, and the great houses will come to an end, declares the Lord. Chapter 4. Listen to this, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, you women who are oppressing the poor, who are crushing the needy, who say to your husbands, bring us more drinks. The Lord God swears by his holiness, the days are surely coming against you, when they will drag you away with hooks, every last one of you with fish hooks. You will go out through the broken down walls. Each woman will go straight out, and you will be thrown out toward Harmon, declares the Lord. Go to Bethel and rebel. Rebel even more at Gilgal. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every third day. Burn some leavened bread as a thank offering, and proclaim voluntary offerings. Announce them. For you love to do this, you people of Israel, says the Lord God. I am the one who gave to you clean teeth in all of your cities, and lack of food in all your places. But you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I am the one who withheld the rain from you, while there were still 3 months before the harvest. I will send rain on one city, but on another city I will not send rain. One plot of ground would receive rain, but another plot, on which it did not rain, would dry up. Whenever people from two or three cities staggered to another city to get water to drink, they would not have enough. But you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I struck you with blight and mildew. Your many gardens, your vineyards, your fig trees, and your olive trees were devoured by locusts. But you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I sent plagues against you like the plagues in Egypt. I killed your best soldiers with the sword, together with your captured horses. I made the stench of your camp rise up into your nostrils. But you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I overthrew some of you, just as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And you became like a burning stick snatched from the fire. But you did not return to me, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel. Yes, this is what I will do to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Indeed, he who forms mountains and who creates wind, who declares his thoughts to mankind, who turns dawn into darkness, and who treads down the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of armies, is his name.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.